That's just a part of our life, and that's just who we are. That's a part of our makeup every single day. Amen. Every single day, just like you're putting on your clothes, you need to look at yourself and you say, you're victorious. Today, you're victorious. No matter what's coming up, you're victorious. You'll just slide through today victorious, no matter what kind of thing tries to come up and get you out of love, tries to attack your body, tries to attack your finances. Not today. It's not going to happen because, first off, the greater one lives on the inside of me. I'm not ignorant of your devices, and I'm just going to live continual victory parade. That's who I am, and that's what I do. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, before you're seated, look at your neighbor and say, I'm victorious. Amen. You can sit down. Hallelujah. Amen. We are victorious. Actually, it said more than victorious. And so I looked up. I said, what does more than victorious mean? Right? Or more than conqueror. It says more than a conqueror. One of the one definition I found out of Romans 8:37, it says, means we not only achieve victory, but we are overwhelmingly victorious. Overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly victorious. That's just who we are. That's a part of our life. It's a part of our makeup, ain't it? Amen. Well, you probably guessed it. We're talking about love again. It's not my choice. Amen. 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 If I wanted to preach what I wanted to preach, we'd leave here just dumb. Yeah. Not going to lie to you. Amen. But we follow the Holy Ghost and listen to God. All of us have left here changed and more than conquerors continue. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We'll continue to grow in the Word. All of us together. Amen. And that's what it's about as a church body, as a family. Amen. We're growing together. Just like growing up in a household, in a family, y'all all grow together. Don't you? Or it's like being on a sports team, right? Whenever you're getting chewed out, you don't just look at your coach and go, I don't even care, and walk off, because you'll never play again. Because then you have no respect, number one, for your fellow teammates. None. Because you said, I could care less about any of y'all. I don't care. Y'all do what y'all got to do. I'm just going to do what I need to do. Amen. 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 All right. So moving along then. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to come around your word with like believers, to feed our faith. Just like we feed our natural man, I thank you, Father God, the Word of God is to feed our spiritual man. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that I won't be speaking from Ricky. But Father God, I thank you that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your Word this evening. Or this morning, that will not only help the congregation, but also myself. And I thank you, Father God, there will be things spoken out that will help each and every single person here this morning. Amen. And we thank you for it, and we praise you for it, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we all said, amen. Turn over real fast, please. Exodus 23:25. That's kind of, I guess you could say, golden text that we've been going to first. I'm going to read it to you out of the King James. There it is. You can look up here. They got it already. It says, and ye shall serve who?
The Lord God.
And he shall bless what? And not water. And I, who is the I?
God.
Say God.
God.
God will take what?
Sickness away.
What's he going to take away? Does it say that our God will give you sickness to see how you handle it? That way I'm going to make you a lot better, you know, to see how you do in life. What does it say? Amen. And if you read through and you skip back to like chapter 22, what's he talking about? He's talking about the commandments. If you do all these commandments, and then you get to here, he says that if ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Right? If you do the commandments, what he just told them. Amen. And then verse 26 says, there shall nothing, say nothing, cast their young, nor be barren. Say barren. In thy land, the number of thy days, what will happen? Who will fulfill them? Your diet will fulfill your days? No. No, your diet won't. I didn't say it, sorry. It's probably the accent. I apologize. Your diet will not fulfill the number of your days. God will. God will. And he will whenever you're doing the commandments, and not just the commandments, but there's one. Go over to John 13:34. Let's get to that, and then we'll understand. Amen. Which we've been going over it. All of y'all know it. Amen. And this is Old Testament, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. John 13:34. Y'all, here it is. I was looking at it. A new commandment. Say new.
Yes.
So if something's new, then it's not the old. Okay. Amen. And this is also a better covenant, correct? For something to be a better thing, it has to have some of the old and then more added to it for it to be better. Correct? Everybody agree? For something to be better, it has to have some part of the old and then something added to it for it to be better. Right? Everybody agree? It says a new covenant. Commandment I give unto who?
You.
Us, right? That you love just the people that love you. If it said that, we'd all be golden. Amen. That you love who?
One another.
As I have loved you, that you also love one another. Amen. And so the new commandment that he gives us, that if we love one another as he's loved us, he'll take sickness away from where? Amen. Some of y'all are not sure about it, but is this a better covenant?
Yes.
So is this a commandment?
Yes.
Is this the new commandment?
Yes.
Amen. And it's a better covenant?
Yes.
So for something to be better, it's got to have some of the old and some more added to it for it to be better. And what did he tell them in the old commandment? Amen. We just read it. Y'all remember what he say? If you'll do his commandments, what will he do? He'll take sickness where? Amen. He'll take sickness away from the what? Midst of them. And the number of your days he will do what?
Fulfill.
Amen. And now the new commandment I give you. Because see, if you do the love, you won't steal. Amen. See, if you do love, if you do that main commandment, you won't do any of the other ones, because love covers them all. Because if you love somebody, you're not going to talk about them. If you love somebody, you're not going to steal from them. If you love somebody, you're not going to kill them. Now look, I understand there's war. Amen. I said I understand there's war. Amen. And that does take place. And that happens. There was war in Jesus' days. Amen. It doesn't mean you're going to hell if you're in a war and you kill somebody, because they're trying to kill you. It's war. Amen. I was there. Amen. I said I was there. It's a different thing. This is just talking about walking up to somebody and killing them just because you're mad at them or you're just wanting to steal from them. That's what this is talking about. Amen? So it says a new commandment. If we love somebody, we're not going to do all the other ones, are we? And so then what's God going to do? See, our part is the love. Our part is the love. What's God's part? Hallelujah. God's part is He'll take sickness away from the midst of you. The number of your days He'll fulfill. Brother Hagin, God told him to go speak to this minister because he wouldn't judge himself and he was talking about other ministers. He was just talking about I got a better tent than them and I can't believe what they're doing. And so God actually spoke to him and said, Go talk to him. Because if he doesn't judge himself, there's nothing I can do. Amen. You should have said amen there. Amen. And so he went and talked to him. And a few years went by. A few. It wasn't overnight. See, God gives us mercy. Amen. God gives us an opportunity to repent. Amen. And this minister actually never repented and continued on and ended up dying young. Dying before he was at age 39, actually, before he even hit 40. See, the number of your days, and then people want to pray in faith. Well, let's just believe God in faith that he'll be healed. Well, you can't. See, because whenever Brother Hagin was at a conference, he actually got into a pretty bad wreck. And so the minister up front said, hey, all the ministers come forward. We're going to pray for this minister. And Brother Hagin said he got out of the aisle and started walking towards the front. And God said, don't pray. He said, what? Why? He said he wouldn't judge himself, remember? I told you to go tell him. And so he just turned around and walked right back to his seat. And his wife, he sat down by his wife. And she said, what'd God tell you? He said, what do you mean, what'd God tell me? She said, you look white as a ghost. He said, well, God said, don't pray. Because he wouldn't judge himself. See, all of us, we all have to judge ourselves. So we won't be judged, right? Amen. On walking in love and other things, but mainly you walk in love, you ain't going to do nothing else. You're not. Because if you walk in love, you ain't going to talk about anybody. If you walk in love, you won't gossip. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the number of his days, God was unable to fulfill. And then people were like, well, see, the faith message doesn't work. Well, it absolutely works. Absolutely. But if we're not following the way God tells us to operate, amen, if we're not doing what God tells us to do, amen. Brother Clint said it this morning, if we're not being obedient and doing what God asks, how is God able to do His part? It's like growing up and your mom and dad say, do not do that or you're getting a whooping. And then you do it and then you're like, can't believe I'm getting a whooping. Why am I getting a whooping? I told you not to do it. I know you said don't do it, but why am I getting a whooping? Amen. Amen. So, amen. So if... Holy cow, where'd the time go? Man. Amen. But, amen. We will get there. Hallelujah. Believe in faith with me. We'll get there. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so Romans 5:5, King James. Hope, I'm just going to read it to you real fast. Hope maketh not ashamed. Well, let's turn to it. Here it is. Hope maketh not ashamed because what? How am I supposed to love somebody that doesn't love me? That's impossible. Well, it would be if we didn't have the God kind of love shed abroad in our heart. Because if you don't remember, Jesus was sent where? To the cross. Jesus was sent to where?
The cross.
For who?
Us.
When we were sinners?
Yes.
So His love sent Him to a cross. for every one of us before any of us was even saved?
Yes.
And that same love, I said that same love, that same exact love that was shed abroad in his heart is shed abroad in our heart.
Amen.
Amen. The thing is, growing up, we've learned to yield to, you spit on me, I'm spitting on you. You talk about me, talking about you. You say something cross, you're probably going to get your front teeth knocked out. I'm just going to let you know. That's just how it's going to happen. Amen. That's how we've learned to yield to that. And so now, kind of switching around, it's a little tough sometimes. But if we just continue to work that way, if we just don't go, this is too hard, I can't do it. If we just do that, then what are we really doing then? But if we say, you know what, I messed up again, I'm sorry, I got to move forward. I repent, God, I'm sorry. You're right, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have ran that guy off in the ditch like that. Amen. 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 Moving along. All right. And then Galatians, you know, 5:22-23, that's a new word for you. You're welcome. 23 talks about the fruits of the Spirit, right?
Yes.
Amen. I agree. Romans 12, it talks about Romans 12:16, the Passion and the Amplified Classic. Y'all can read that, write that down in your notes, but it talks about never hold a grudge or try to get even. That's actually the Passion. Never hold a grudge or try to get even. Amen. I'm going to say that one more time. Never hold a grudge or try to get even. Amen. Amen. Turn over to Galatians 5:6 real fast, please. King James. Amen. Galatians 5:6. It says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith," say, "but faith, which worketh by what?" So if my faith's not working, where's the first place I'm going to check? Yeah. My faith's not working, first place I need to check is my love walk. And when I say if my faith's not working, I mean if I've been praying about something for longer than a month.
Yes, sir.
Now, I understand if we're believing God for a house, for vehicles, I understand sometimes that's a walk.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes that's a continual walk.
Yes, sir.
But some things like a little headache, a sickness trying to come over me, trying to attach itself to my body, something trying to get into my finances, if I'm not getting an answer, I need to back up and find out why.
Yes.
I need to check my love. What's my love saying right now? What's my love doing? Amen? So how does faith work?
By love.
By love. Amen. Putting another man's candle out doesn't make yours brighter. Amen. Y'all remember that? Amen. If you try to get two people to outdo each other in love, then it'll make a heavenly home. Amen. Or a heavenly workplace, or a heavenly wherever you're at. If you get two people trying to outdo each other in love, wherever you're at, it'll be a heavenly place. Amen. 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion. It says, "Husbands, you in turn must treat your wives like a slave and just make them do everything and sit around on your couch and eat Cheetos." That's what some guys think. And if you think like that, I'd divorce you if I was your wife. Amen. Husbands, you in turn must treat your wives with what?
Yes.
Tenderness. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, you do have a passion. Oh, sorry. There you go. Viewing them as what? See, it doesn't say slaves. Amen. Should have had a better amen, especially from the women on that part. Amen. Who deserve to be what?
Honored.
Honored. See, we want to be honored, men. But what are we doing towards our wives? Are we showing them any kind of honor? Are we? Amen. Y'all really got quiet. What's? Come on now. Amen. For they are co-heirs. Say co-heirs. Co-heirs with who? With me. Or with you. Amen. Right? Of the divine grace of life, so that nothing, amen. Say nothing,
nothing,
will do what?
Hinder.
So if my prayers aren't being answered, that's the first place I need to check as well. So if my love's all right, I went back, okay, my faith's good, love's good. My love's good, my faith's operating. Next place I need to check, what am I doing about my spouse? Because wives, it's not just husbands. Y'all need to be checking out how, if your prayers aren't being heard, how are you treating your husband? Amen. It goes both ways there. Amen. So if my prayers aren't being heard and answered, then I need to go back to that. All right, my love's good. So that means my faith's working. I need to check how am I treating my spouse then. Oh, okay, yeah. Obviously, I need to work on that then. Amen. All right. So before we ever respond to anyone, amen, we need to ask ourselves. Say, ask ourselves. How is what I'm about to say going to affect the other person? Well, first off, I really don't care. They shouldn't have said that anyways. That's what we want to say. Amen. Amen. I wish y'all could see some of y'all's faces. All right. Before we ever respond to anyone, we need to ask ourselves, how is what I'm about to say going to affect the other person? Amen?
Amen.
People believe in love as long as the other person's practicing it. Yeah, amen. That's pretty good. People believe in love as long as the other person's practicing it. Love, like faith, is revealed in word and action. Amen. Love, like faith, is revealed in word and action. Amen. All right. We're going to skip them. Go over to where we're at first. Are we at First Peter? Yeah, we are. Man. Hallelujah. We're actually going to read down. Did we read this last Sunday? No, we didn't, because we did Faith Explosion. Nobody was paying attention. That was a test. No, I'm joking. All y'all was like, huh, what? The Sunday before, did we read that the Sunday before? Anybody remember? 1 Peter 3, 7 through 12. Okay. I know. Let's read it again. There we go. All right. I'm reading verse 8 now. Now this is the goal. To live in harmony with one another and demonstrate.
Yes,
demonstrate. How do you demonstrate? See, faith, just like our love, just like faith, is done in word and action. Demonstrate affectionate love, sympathy, and kindness towards other believers, towards everybody, right? Let humility describe who you are as you dearly love who?
One another.
One another. Amen. Never retaliate when someone treats you wrongly. Hallelujah. nor insult. We was doing all right till you said that. Nor insult those who insult you. Hallelujah. But instead, respond by speaking a blessing over them, because a blessing is what God promised to give you. Amen. For the scripture tells us, whoever wants to embrace true life and find beauty in each day must stop. Amen. Amen. So y'all remember what we just read? It says, for the scripture tells, whoever wants to embrace true life. Go back to 10, please. Whoever wants to embrace true life. True life. What's true life? The God kind of life. And find beauty in each day. Must stop. It gives you the answer right after it tells you. Must stop speaking. We could just stop with that. Must stop speaking evil, hurtful words, and never deceive in what this, yes, whatever the word is. Y'all know what it is. No, I'm joking. And never, is it deceive? Well, okay, look, man, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And what they say, always turn from what is wrong and cultivate. That, what's cultivate mean? Man. Always cultivate. What's good? What is good? Love of God has been shed abroad on the inside of you. See, we've cultivated the, you spit on me, I'll spit on you. Talk about me, I'll talk about you. Amen. We've cultivated that from being kids. Amen. We have. You don't have to say amen, I know. Because I was a kid once. Still am. Ask my wife. Amen. Eagerly pursue peace in every relationship. Even that person that every time you see them, you just kind of want to. Amen. Because everybody's got a couple people like that, you know. Amen. None of y'all here is like that. Just so you know. Amen. Eagerly pursue peace in every relationship, making it your prize. For the eyes of the Lord Yahweh rest upon the godly, and his heart responds to what? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Right there, verse 23, it says, saying things you shouldn't. In the Passion, y'all don't have it up there, but in my Passion right here, never mind. We're not in verse 23. I skipped some verses. Disregard everything. We just erased it. There you go. I was like, verse 23. I was like, I'm on verse 12. That ain't it. Amen. Moving forward. Turn over to Psalms 34 now, please. Psalms 34. We'll read it out of the Passion as well. Psalms 34:14. Did I not tell y'all that? Sorry. Psalms 34:14. Now, the King James, I'll just tell you what it says. The King James says, keep thy tongue from evil. King James says, keep thy tongue from evil. The Passion right here says, keep turning your back on every sin and make peace. Make peace your life motto. Practice. Practice being at peace with everyone. Everyone. I was going to say this at the beginning. Holy Ghost just reminded me. Don't think love makes you weak and allows you to be ran over by everybody. Amen. Don't allow Satan to say, oh, you should just, you know, love wouldn't do that. Don't let him talk to you like that. Amen. Don't allow Satan to convince you that you can be ran over because you're not walking in the God kind of love. Amen. First off, we know he's a liar. So if he's talking to you, anything out of his mouth is a lie. We know not to believe it. Amen. Amen. So don't allow any thought like that to be even be meditated on or thought about. Amen. Amen. Because we shouldn't allow people just to constantly run us over. Amen. Amen. Love, we can't walk in love and just continue to move forwards. Amen. We can. We can. Amen. We can. You can walk in love and people still be hateful to you. You really can. I promise you. They can be hateful all they want because the love of God, they will soon, they'll see it and they'll just leave you alone and go on to somebody else because they see that they're not getting the reaction that they want any longer. Amen. Satan's understanding that you're really tapping into this love and it's not affecting you like it used to. So now that this thing that he's been able to get a foothold with is not working, so now he's going to try something else. Amen. So everybody that y'all remember during Faith Explosion when they were talking about the wiles. This really helps us see about the wiles now, don't it? Because whenever we get out of love, that's an opportunity for Satan to bring another case before God and say, look, God, you can't, I know they're praying about the sickness and all that, but they haven't been walking in love. And so now Satan has a legal case to bring before God. Amen. But if we repent, God says, first off, I have no idea what you're talking about. You've got no case. Get out. Amen. And God told us in his word that he'll take sickness away from where? The midst of us. Amen. Turn over to Hebrews 12, please. We'll start about verse 14. About to hit this thing wide open. All right, we're going to have to move. Buckle up. Hebrews 12:14. In every relationship, I'm going to read it, Passion. Sorry, forgot to tell you. In every relationship, amen. In every relationship, in every relationship, be swift to choose peace over what?
Competition.
Snap.
Amen.
Amen. And run swiftly towards what?
Holiness.
For those who are not holy will not see what?
Lord.
Amen. Next, please. Watch over each other to make sure that no one misses the revelation of God's grace. Amen. Amen. See, if we see something going on, we should help each other. In love. Amen. If you have to be stern with somebody, then be a little stern, but you can be stern and in love still. Amen. You can be. You can. Tell them, wake up. You know better than this. Stop being ignorant. Amen. Amen. And make sure no one lives with a root. With a root. Say a root. What's a root? Something that's embedded, that's got, that's firmly deep grounded, that's unmovable, that they've continued to allow grow and create a foundation. Amen. And make sure no one lives with a root of bitterness sprouting within them, which will only cause what? It's interesting that it didn't say to that person. Who does it say about? Pretty much everybody that it comes in contact with. So if people are running from you, amen. Turn over to Proverbs 25, please. 25, verse 21. Y'all still doing good? We still all right? Amen. Proverbs 25, 21. Passion, yes, ma'am, sorry. Is your enemy hungry? Hey, yeah, boy. There's this, whenever I was still in Pawnee in high school, there's this lady that lived down at the end of the dirt road, which they're mile sections, you know. And this family was just... needed Jesus. I'm sure y'all have met some people like that that live down the street from you. Just no matter what, just son, right? Just everything in you, just want, every time you see them, you want to fight, right? But this lady was out mowing the bar ditch one day. And I believe it was my dad went and got her some water and took it to her. And from that moment forward, there was no more issues. See, a lot of people don't see it working like that. They're like, yeah, whatever, I ain't going to say nothing to them. I'm just going to keep walking. Or if we meet them on the street, we'll just cross the street. That way we just avoid them. Amen. I know I lost some of y'all. It's all right. We're getting there. Amen. We're all growing together. Is your enemy hungry? Buy him lunch. Win him over with what?
Kindness.
Amen. Look, if one of y'all buy me lunch today, I'm going to be offended. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I was joking. Next, please. Oh, that was funny, man. Y'all should laugh a little bit. It'd be all right. Your surprising generosity. Amen. Your surprising generosity will awaken his what? Amen. And God will reward who? With what? Hallelujah. With favor. Amen. Next, please. As the north wind brings a storm, saying things you shouldn't brings a storm to any relationship. What is it? 25:23. I'm going to turn to it. Well, can you pull that up in King James? Sorry. Beat it. Ah, you got it. The north wind driveth away rain. So doth any angry countenance and backbiting tongue. Just like a strong wind pushes storms. Just you see, or the clouds, you see them just flying across the sky. So does an angry countenance and a backbiting tongue. Amen. Back to the passion, please, ma'am. as the north wind brings a storm, saying things you shouldn't. Say things I shouldn't. See, before we say things, a lot of times, like I said earlier, we should ask ourselves, right, how is what I'm about to say going to affect this other person? Amen. Because right. too many times we do speak out of a place of aggravation, yeah, out of a place of misunderstanding. Yes. Me and Chelsea, before we got married, we did a wedding counseling, and the guy that was helping us, he told us, he said, always seek to understand, then to be understood. Amen. Which is very helpful. Yes, because now you just won't assume they're saying something. Because whenever you assume your partner or somebody saying something, you won't come back with something angry. Right. Amen. But you can also say something in a tone that does sound like you're mad or you're trying to be hateful. Amen. Y'all okay this morning? Amen. All right. So saying things we shouldn't brings a storm to what? Now here's what I was going to talk about earlier. So saying things things you shouldn't. I got a letter M beside shouldn't, and I hit it, and it brings up words of gossip. Snap. Words of gossip. Continue on, please. Because what is gossip? Something that you've heard that somebody else heard and somebody else heard. Is there any truth behind it? No. Amen. It's better to live alone in a rundown shack than to share a castle with a crabby spouse. Amen. Ain't that the truth? It's just dreading going home. Oh, yeah, I got to go see them again. Like a drink of cool water to a weary, thirsty soul, so hearing good news revives the spirit. Amen. I think that's it. No, actually, keep going, sorry. When a lover of God gives in and compromises with wickedness, it can be compared to contaminating a stream with sewage or polluting a fountain. Amen? Go back, please. Let's read it again. When a lover of God gives in and compromises with wickedness. What's wickedness? Evil. So is gossip wickedness? Yes. Is not walking in love wickedness? Yes. Amen. Amen. We still doing good? Yes. Okay. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Gives compromises with wickedness. Wickedness. Amen. Compromises with it. What do you mean? Why don't you do the dishes? I work just like you. You do it. Moving along. All right. It can be compared to contaminating a stream with what? You ever seen sewage?
Yeah.
Whew. Jesus. Almost just dry heaved thinking about it. Look, I don't have that strong of a stomach when it comes to that kind of stuff. I don't know why, but mm-mm. And I work at a sewer plant, right? That don't even make sense. Don't. I know. Every now and again, boy, I almost lose it at work. I ain't going to lie to you. The guys just laugh, but whatever. Yeah, right? It's like contaminating a stream with sewer. Amen. When a lover of God gives in and compromises with wickedness, it can be compared to contaminating a stream with sewage or polluting a fountain. Amen. Amen. Just by speaking words out of not in love. Not in and not only not speaking in love, but your actions not being out of love. You know, y'all remember whenever we drove that guy off in the ditch earlier?
Yeah.
That's an action. Yeah. Didn't have to say anything, just slot turn left and back over.
Amen.
What? I was in love when I did it. I was smiling. Right? I don't blame you. No, I'm joking. Amen. Next verse, please. It's good to eat sweet things, but you can take too much. It's good to be honored, but to seek words of praise is not honor at all. Amen. If you live without restraint, that word right there, we could really just talk about that one for a while. Because now we're just allowing our flesh to do what our flesh wants to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you live without restraint and are... Yeah. Restraint. You know, allowing your body to do what it wants to do. Well, I don't feel like going to church today. Now, you know, I worked all day. I'm kind of tired. Look, I'm not trying to get on anybody. I said I'm not trying to get on anybody. Amen. You really think I want to say that to y'all? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a... Yeah, amen. Yes, sir. Amen. So restraint, right?
Yes, sir.
Just allowing our body to do what it wants to do. That's all there is to it. And that's in anything.
Yes, sir.
I said that's in anything. Okay. Letting it eat whatever it wants to eat. Letting it drink whatever it wants to drink. Amen. Letting it do whatever it wants to do. Amen. Well, if we allow our body, because we keep our body under. That's what Paul told us to do.
Yes, sir.
Right? He said, keep your body under. Don't let it do what it wants to do. You're in charge of it.
Yeah.
He said, you're in charge of it.
Yeah.
Keep your body under.
Because
your flesh is going to try to fight you.
Yeah.
Because the flesh will say, the flesh says, you punch me, I'm hitting you. You talk about me, I'm talking about you. You spit on me, I'm spitting on you. See, that's what the flesh says. That's how we've been raised, because that's the world we live in. And so the flesh wants to act like everybody else that has been around. Amen? Everybody understand? Amen? Because we're here, we're here in the world. I hope you are. Are we alive? Amen. And so our flesh wants to act like just like everybody else acts. It does. That's why Paul told us, he said, keep your body under. Don't let your body do what it wants to do. Don't let it say what it wants to say. Don't let it act how it wants to act. Amen. Amen. And that's for all of us, right? Amen. Because I learned that a long time ago. I really did. Have I practiced it? Still need some help.
Amen.
Amen.
Learning every day.
Yes, I am learning every day. Amen. If you live... Amen. Hallelujah. Live without restraint. And are unable to control your temper. You're as helpless as a city with broken down defenses. Well, I'm just Irish. Well, I thought the Bible told us to keep our body under. But it lives, but it's like a broken down city without defenses, and then what? Attack from who?
Satan.
So then now Satan's allowed to come in?
Yeah.
Not us, but we still act like it sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Because it is a continual process. It's a continual process. It really is. Pull it back up, please. If we live without restraint, amen. Are y'all okay?
Yes.
Are y'all sure?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not here to... I really want y'all to understand this. I'm not here to try to, like, why ain't y'all at church and all that. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, y'all understand that? All right, I just want y'all to understand that. Amen. Amen. We all walking in this together. If we live without restraint and are... And also... Hallelujah. I work for God, okay?
Yeah.
So, amen. If he tells me to say it, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
That's just how we do it. Because I found if I don't, I get in trouble. He doesn't say nothing to y'all, but he talks to me. And so, instead of him talking to me, I'm going to say it, just so you know. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Yes, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. Feel better now. Hallelujah. So, we live without restraint. So, you know, I mean, we do get tired sometimes. We really do. Trust me. I work a job just like everybody else does. And we still got to study, and then we still come to church. Amen. That's pretty good. Hallelujah. Thank God for the ability to do it. And the same ability he gave us, he gave to who? Say me. Amen. Say me. Some of y'all's like, I ain't saying it because I don't want to come. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Amen. But it helps us whenever we come around like believers and around the word, because things are spoken out because the anointing's present. Amen. And when the anointing's there, things are able to be pulled out that I didn't plan on saying. Because nowhere near did I want to talk about this verse like this. I wanted to talk about a couple of verses down, but not this one. Amen. But once again, I'm not in charge.
Amen.
Amen. So if we live without restraint and we're unable to control our temper, but you don't understand, I'm Irish. What does that have to do with anything?
Amen. Right?
Look, I used to get mad at the drop of a hat, and I learned to stop yielding to it. Amen. That's pretty good. Thank you. I thought so. You're as helpless as a city with broken down defenses and open to attack. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 21, verse 9, real fast, please. Everybody all right? We ain't going to make that one. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21:9. Proverbs 21:9 is passion again. Somebody just scored. It says it's better to live. It's better to live all alone in a rickety shack than to share a castle with a crabby spouse. Right? Amen. Next, please. The wicked always crave what is evil. They'll show no mercy and get no mercy. Senseless. Say senseless. People learn their lessons the hard way. I got tired of learning my lesson the hard way. I really did. I got tired of being sick all the time. I got tired of living in lack constantly, paycheck to paycheck. I got tired of it. I learned another way. That's God's way. Amen. And it's easy. Hallelujah. Senseless people learn their lessons the hard way. But the wise, say the wise. What are they? Hallelujah. We're teachable, ain't we? That means we the wise, huh?
Yes,
hallelujah. That's who we are, ain't it? Say, we're the wise.
We're the wise.
So we're teachable.
We're teachable.
Amen. Hallelujah. A godly, righteous person has the ability to bring the light of instruction to the wicked. Amen. Even though he despises what the wicked do. Amen. Helping, right? Amen. Helping. I'm going to read it to you out of the Amplified real fast. It's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop on the flat oriental roof exposed to all kinds of weather than in a house shared with a nagging, quarrelsome, and fault-finding woman or man.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Woman or man. Fault-finding.
Yes.
Fault-finding. Well, I can't believe you did this. Well, why ain't you doing that? You ain't got nothing good to say at all? Amen. Y'all should have said amen to that. Amen. The soul or life of the wicked craves and seeks evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the scoffer is punished, the fool gets a lesson in being wise. But men of godly wisdom and good sense learn by being instructed. Amen. The uncompromisingly righteous man considers well the house of the wicked, how the wicked are cast down to ruin. Amen. Turn over real fast. Y'all, can we go a couple more scriptures? Y'all good? Yes. All right, thank you. Amen. Acts 9, verse 5, please. Y'all are going to enjoy this. I did. Acts 9. Everybody still good?
Yes.
Amen. If you're not, be honest. That way we can run. I believe in head starts. Amen. Amen. So, where'd I tell y'all to go? Verse 5. All right, I don't know why I went to 25. Yeah, sounds good, right? I'm going to start at verse 1. Sorry, I lied. So, verse 1 of chapter 9, it says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against who?" Yeah, I'm reading King James. Yeah. Oh, thank you. "Went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, the synagogues, that if he find any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from where?
Heaven.
And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Amen. Go back to verse 5, please. Verse 4. "And he fell to the earth." Well, actually, go to verse 1. Sorry. "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against who?" The disciples of who? Of the Lord. Amen. "Went unto the high priest," right? "And desired of him letters to Damascus, the synagogues, that if he find any this way, that men or women, regardless, he might bind them," right? Kill them.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Next. And then right here, it's interesting. All right? So he's going against people. He's getting people.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Everybody understand that? We just read it.
Yeah.
He's wanting letters to go get these people and he's killing them, all the Christians, right?
Yes.
Amen. And right here it says, and he, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, next one. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Was he persecuting Jesus? So whenever we're talking about people, when we're not walking in love with other people, Jesus sees it as we're not walking in love towards him. Because just like right here, he says, why are you persecuting me? But we just read that he's getting letters for people to go bind them and go take them into prison and kill them. That's what he was doing to Christians, right? But right here it says, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you, Lord? He says, I'm Jesus, whom what? He says, who are you? Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But I thought he was persecuting Christians. See, it's always, it's interesting that Jesus saw Paul or Saul as it was him being persecuted.
Yes.
So then we need to actually look at it. So then if we're not walking in love towards other fellow Christians, not just Christians, just anybody, then I wonder how Jesus is seeing it towards himself. Because if he sees it like this towards himself, then what are we doing that he also sees towards himself? Amen. So we always need to make sure we're checking out ourselves, seeing how we're doing, right?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop. Amen. I think we're good. I believe we're good. Amen. According to y'all's faces, we are good. Amen. Did y'all get any help? Amen. You and me both. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, and we do praise you. We magnify your holy name.